Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It's Pharrell on the bench, and we're at the D in beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. Sin City to Mecca to Hub, and we're on Pharrell Mont Street at the D. Great fans here tonight at the View Bar.
Yeah!
I got to tell you, that was pretty pathetic. I said, what a great crowd here tonight.
Yeah!
I give you two more points for that one. That's it. It's time for... let me tell you a couple of things, though, first. We are in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Go on ForAllOnTheBench.com for all my picks this weekend because I hit tons of winners. Chicks dig me. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO, and I'll tell you why. They'll give you homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance. You can get it all at GEICO.com. Don't forget, not only ForAllOnTheBench.com for all my action in college track, NBA, NHL all weekend, and the Super Bowl, my money line, spread, props, they're all posted on ForAllOnTheBench.com. It's really cheap. And the return is sickening. I've always said, if you do it for the month, I'm gonna get you your cash back. Simply put, the same day service. I'm like a dry cleaner. Carver High knows it's true. He hates to admit it.
Fact.
So one other thing. Tomorrow, episode 137 of Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast on Westwood Home, Westwood One, the home of the NFL and NCAA football and basketball and the NHL. Westwood One Sports. Check out WestwoodOnePodcast.com and you'll see Pharrell on the Bets is one of the popular podcast. Also, it's on iTunes, Google Play, and anywhere good podcasts are available. Also, Isle Seat Podcast, the great hockey show that Carver High does about the Islanders, where he's a communist and only talks about his team and all other teams suck and he wishes ill will on them. Also, he's got shirts now for sale, and he's also got a bash on February 23rd at the Offside Tavern in Lower Manhattan, where they're going to watch the Penguins Flyers Outdoor Series. Then they're going to watch Vancouver and the Islanders from Vancouver on the TV while they all get inebriated and some people go out in the parking lot and smoke reefer.
Going to be a huge night in Manhattan. I can't wait.
Where's your friends tonight that said they were coming here?
I haven't seen them yet. They must have got stuck.
It's unbelievable.
Maybe they're waiting for the show to end.
It's time. I wanted to tell you, did you hear about betonline.net?
I did hear about it. Why don't you tell everybody?
Well, betonline.net is my new buddies. I love these people. They're styling. They got it all. The great props, thousands of them. They got all the best lines. They got everything at BetOnline. I love them. I got them on Twitter. I got them now on my computer. I got them on my phone. I'm using their odds. I'm using their props. They're supporting us on the bench and on Pharrell on the Bets. Bet Online. I'm going big time with Bet Online, Carver. I know you're jealous.
I am jealous, so I'm going to get on there too.
I hope I start having like a Twitter thing with them too, where we constantly are pimping each other out because I think Bet Online is badass. Go check them out. I think you'll dig it. Everything that I do is top shelf. BetOnline.net. Go check it out for yourself and jump on board, and I think you'll enjoy the ride.
No doubt about it.
If you like action, you're going to like BetOnline.net. So our thanks to them for supporting Pharrell on the Bench and Pharrell on the Bets. They're new to the show. They just started yesterday.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. We love you. And no one gambles more than Pharrell on radio in North America or in the world. So trust me, when you want action, you listen to Pharrell on the Bets and Pharrell on the Bench. Also, it's time for the sheet of integrity and all your phone calls. I'm going to take calls the whole hour. Here it is, Carver High's legendary annual sheet of integrity of props.
This is it. We made a lot of money on these props last year during Eagles and Patriots. So this year we got a whole bunch of ones that we're going to play this Sunday, and we'll see if they go.
First I'm using BetOnline's. And I already did William Hill's. I got 500 William Hill props. I've already bet on 250 of them. Now I got bet online props. I'm going to bet on 200 of those. And now I'm going to bet on the Sheet of Integrity. Here we go.
Well, these are from the William Hill app. These are where the odds are all from there. So here we go. Longest field goal in the game, over 48.5 yards at plus 115. That is one I would get involved in. Julian Edelman, over 7.5 catches. You can get that right now at plus 120. Get involved in that one. Next, we have a bunch of Gurley ones. Todd Gurley, over 64.5 yards. That's minus 110 right now. Gurley scores a touchdown at minus 145. And I am playing Gurley for the MVP at plus 800.
Hold on
I think
a second.
If the Rams win.
Go ahead.
If the Rams win, Todd Gurley is going to have a monster game. So I'm going to try him at plus 800.
Is there an over-under on if I'll have a tomahawk tonight? Is there an over-under?
There's an under.
There's an under.
There is an under.
There's an under on the tomahawk.
Next one. Total interceptions in the game. Over 1.5 at plus 110. There will be a couple of picks in this game on both sides. Next, we have a couple cross-sport ones, Scotty. You love these. Total touchdowns in the game. Minus 0.5 against the total goals in the Flames Hurricanes NHL game on Sunday afternoon.
So what bet are you taking?
I am taking the touchdowns in the Super Bowl, minus 0.5 for minus 120 against the goals in the Hurricane Flame game.
Oh, I love that bet.
We've got two more hockey cross
promos. That's a beautiful bet.
Next, Vegas Golden Knights goals tomorrow night against the Panthers versus Jared Goff rushing attempts on Sunday. You can get this at minus 140. I think the Knights will score 3, 4, 5 goals tomorrow.
Yeah,
Jared Goff ain't
running
the football.
It five times.
So that's one you want to get on. My favorite cross sport, Rams field goals in the game plus 150 against LA Kings goals tomorrow night against the Islanders. The Islanders do not give up goals. The Kings will score 0 or 1. Zuerlein
like
will kick
tonight,
a couple of field goals on Sunday
tonight,
night.
Tonight they didn't give up a goal.
And you can get that at plus 150 with the Ram field goals. And finally.
Here we go.
My favorite prop. This is it. This is the one to play. James White, over 6 catches, even money. That guy has had monster Super Bowls. He'll have another one on Sunday. He'll catch 7, 8, 9, 10 balls, and you'll go to the window with James White over 6 catches at even money right
so,
now.
So Carver High got a call today from 34. She said, why is Scott not answering the phone? And he said he's been on his phone all day today looking at prop bets on Bet Online.
I liked so many of them this week. These are the ones that I'm going to play. These are the winners right
now. The other morning, some people get up in the morning and read the Bible. I took my William Hill prop sheet to the breakfast venue and looked at prop bets all morning. And the lady asked me what I wanted from breakfast. I said, nothing. Stay away from me. I'm betting. Give me a cup of Joe.
Oh, yeah. Look at his shirt right here.
Look
oh,
at you
boy.
Guys. You got to get out there and get in that picture. I mean, you got to get out there. All right, let's go to the phones. Mick in Cleveland on the fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Burrell, you are the man. I love you guys. Listen every night. I got a question. I'm an old Knicks fan.
Bansky.
I don't understand the Knicks fans in New York. Until Dolan is gone and sells that team, the Knicks are never going to be anything. And it is killing me, too.
I agree. I think he's a disastrous owner of sports teams. It's a nightmare with that guy. And he's a D. Like, so on top of it all, he's like, you know, it's one thing to be a billionaire and be the owner. It's another thing to be a billionaire owner that's a D and everybody hates your guts. I mean, like, there is no one on the face of the earth, fans or otherwise, that likes that guy. I mean, I don't even think his only friend is his dog and a guitar, which isn't the worst thing in the world. They don't talk back to you.
Sometimes those are good friends to have.
Good comment by you, Mick, for sure. 855-212-4CBS taking calls the rest of the show. Jay and DC on the fan. I talked to Chad Dukes versus the world today.
Nice.
I did reach out and congratulate him on being one of the top shows in the country. In a major market. Go ahead, Jay.
Thanks for taking my call, big guy.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, man. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. First, Carver High got me confused. I don't know if he's taking the Rams or the Patriots.
He's on the Rams.
Well, those were just the props. I was just giving you the props for Sunday, but I do like the Rams on the money line. They will win the game on Sunday. The New England dynasty started against the Rams 17 years ago. It ends against the Rams this Sunday in Atlanta.
Shut up.
Sorry to my friends in the cornerback.
Go ahead.
It's over on Sunday, baby. Get ready.
I'm on the Patriots. Everything's under control over here. Everything's under control. I got Tom Brady on my side.
I'm going to stick with you, Pharrell, so I'm learning. So next year I have some ideas because they're killing me, man. They're really killing me. You know, I mean, I got to do something. So I need some help, buddy.
Come up big on Sunday. I got you. You're going to come up big with the Patriots on Sunday. Here's our buddy Gerald in Houston on a bench.
Hello, Pharrell. Las Vegas suits you
what
very
up, G?
Well. I must admit that.
How you doing, G?
I have a question that I have to ask, and that's the reason I'm calling. A gentleman and I had a discussion, two or three gentlemen, about Notre Dame football, and I said they don't play, they're not that good. And he said they play the toughest schedule in football. I say if they did, they wouldn't lose like they do in the playoffs. And he said, well, they're just a good team. They just played bad against Alabama and Clemson. And I will hang up and listen to your opinion on that.
Listen. It's simple, Gerald. It's simple. Notre Dame played a brutal schedule, and then they ran into the last two times they played Alabama. Alabama was five times better than them. And when they played Clemson this year, it was the same story. Clemson was too talented for Notre Dame. Notre Dame, I thought, had a fantastic season. I'm not going to listen to anybody tell me Notre Dame isn't good when they go 12-0 and then they lose to Clemson. Anyone in the country that would have played Clemson that night would have got their ass beat, including Alabama.
People still do not get it. Alabama and Clemson are all the way up here, and everybody else in the country's down here. Did you see Oklahoma get whacked by Alabama in the other game?
Right.
Nobody was winning that night.
They're not on their level.
It's that simple. And Notre Dame did play a tough schedule.
Here's a guy in Alaska that is telling me that my crew is badass. That would be Mafia and Carver High badasses. That would be your cue, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. Hey, can I get a shot of Sprite? Because I'm driving with my son. We're both big fans of the show.
Get him a Sprite. That's what I had at dinner. It was really boring.
I know, but I'm driving with my boy. Hey, we're big fans of your show. I'm just curious. CBS has a lot of good shows. Yours is one of my favorites. How do you think you would fare in the polls if you
is your favorite? What? How would I what?
How would you fare in the ratings if you didn't have your backup crew that's right along with you shooting?
Well,
with you
listen, when we got the award this week for being one of the best shows in the country, I honestly, I gave all the credit to Mafia and Carver High. They keep me on the rails. They keep me off the rails, and they make the show better. I mean, they are great guys, great producers, great on the show, great talent. Good at everything they do. I can count on them. They're always there. They show up. They produce. They don't make excuses. I knew that Mafia was really talented a long time ago. He's been with me for a dozen years. And then Carver High's been with me for, 8 years? He's I stole him from WFA. Because I knew he was a badass. He's a very funny, entertaining guy. So I benefit from all of it. I win, and the show got better. I've done the show without these guys for many years, and I've always done well doing the show. But it's always better when I put myself around really talented people, and it makes the show go to another level. I think Carver High and Mafia have taken my show to another level. So I give them all the credit in the world. So, but I'm a lot better looking than both of them, and I get a lot more leg than both of them. Let's just think about that for a second.
I mean, the leg part's debatable, but we'll see. I mean,
I get a lot of leg. I mean, honestly. All right. Where are we at here? We'll send it back to New York, 855-212-4227. We're going to keep pounding the call, so get on a line and say something. Don't be a loser.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, back in Vegas, they're here from D.C. They came all the way out to see us tonight at the View Bar. My buddies Dan and Dan.
Nice.
The Dan and Dan Law Firm. They're.
And I got my man Mark right here, big fan of the Aisle Seat Podcast.
Oh, is that he finally showed up? The guy finally showed up. That's him. There you go.
Big fan of the Aisle Seat Podcast.
Ladies. All right, she's from D.C. as well. We've had them here. They're here from Pittsburgh. They were here from Milwaukee. They're here from Italy. They're here from Havasu City, Long Island, Strong Island, playa. All right. By the way, I just wanted to say, Carver High, we got 35 minutes.
We're almost out of here.
It's almost over.
This is crazy.
The
week goes so fast. We get here Monday.
Holy. It's always awful in the end. Holy. Oh, Michael, we're so happy that you came to Las Vegas and played free bet blackjack every night until the sun came up.
I'm glad I didn't see her this week.
Oh, Michael, jeez. Don't be so mean.
She's the worst. Reputa.
Oh, Michael, I love your sport coats. All right, thanks a lot, Reputa.
She's a narc.
Sean in Dallas. Everybody's a narc. Sean in Dallas on the ticket. Check out who.
Hey, Pharrell, love your show. Love your podcast.
Oh, thanks, brother. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, listen Mafia. To it on Stitcher.
Oh, Mavi and I do the podcast every day. Mavi wants to inject himself with heroin when he has to produce it. He hates me. But we bust our ass doing it. All I want to do is hit bets. I don't care about anybody's feelings, okay? The podcast is to hit bets. And so
that's,
people
that's
dig
what
it.
We need, yeah.
People dig it. Some guy the other night came up to me and goes, hey, I listened to your podcast. You said you were betting on the Lightning, and then you said on the air you bet on the Penguins. I bet on the Penguins in-game. Getting a goal and a half, and they won the game 4-2. So I was doing some in-game betting on the Penguins, but I did think the Lightning would beat them, and I bet the Lightning tonight over the Islanders, and I hit that bet. So that's why I do it.
You just win. You just win.
I try.
So I just wanted to ask about the. I want to ask you to compare the trade between Dallas and the Knicks for Porzingis and. The trade that you suggested between the Lakers and the Pelicans with Ingram and Kuzma and Lonzo and first round pick. And
first of all, Ingram is not part of that trade offer. I told you what it was. And I thought with Rondo and Beasley and Kuzma and Zoe on a first rounder, I thought that was a terrible offer. And I think that if I were the Pelicans, I want Ingram, Kuzma, Lonzo, Josh Hart, and a number one, and I want JaVale McGee, too, because if I'm losing a big, I got to get a big. I need a shot blocker. See you later.
It's going to take the whole team.
Literally. And they must think, the Lakers must think Will Demps is stupid to try to, like, send him all of his trash and his, asbestos. I mean, he's like sending him ricin in the mail. I mean, it really is. Like, that is the worst offer I've ever heard. If that's the trade and the Lakers get Anthony Davis, the Lakers are going to be laughing all the way to the NBA Finals. And the Pelicans will suck forever. Rondo, they already got rid of him. Beasley's been dumped around like a hooker. I mean, the guy's been everywhere. And as far as the, that trade over, the KP deal, a lot of people think it was good for Dallas. A lot of people think it was good for the Knicks. And I'm not sure yet if it's good for either.
You're not going to know for a while who it's good for, because it's only good for the Knicks if they sign two guys in the summer. If they don't sign two guys for the summer, the deal sucks for them. It's that simple.
Right. Tom in Cincinnati, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Shake it, ooh.
Oh, shake it, ooh.
Tug of love.
Oh, tug of love.
Can I get three fingers of Johnny Walker Black?
Get him three fingers, Mafia. There you have
it. Yo, check it, man. Yo, man, how is Radio Row today, man? You get some craziness out there on the row or what?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Radio Row is great here with all the strippers in Las Vegas. There's no Radio Row. What you want to say about Anthony Davis? It's like not funny anymore, bro.
Man, hey, listen, if you're doing live in-game betting, does that elevate you to a whole nother level of gambler or degenerate than if you don't?
Well, I just think it's really a lot of fun that you can, not have your action in on time for a game, and then when the game starts, you can see how the game's going, and you can get decent odds on a bet in-game and make the bet. I don't think the odds are, like, seriously, I really don't think they're as good as people think they are. Like, Everybody's like, wow, I got this great line in the middle of the game. I think every bet is dangerous before the game or during the game, to be honest with you. They don't put these odds out there to make it easy for you, okay? They make it out these odds for you to lose. They're not interested in you winning. Don't be fooled into all their, come on in and give us your money. We want to make you money. It's, you know, they make the odds so the house wins, okay? But if you beat them at their own game, then you walk with money. It's simple as that. If you make good bets, you can make money. So what I do is I tell you all the time on here, I nickel and dime it. I try to make smart, small bets and lots of them. And then at the end of the day, I got a nice little stack. And everybody knows what I do. I hit winners. And so if I hit 10 out of 12 bets, I'm going to make you money. And then with my FerrellOnTheBench.com, it's so cheap, I make you that back in 5 minutes. And then for a month straight, all I do is make you money. And you need to hide it from your wife because she loves to spend money. Then again, who doesn't? If I have a pocket full of money, I want to go party. Brad in Boston.
Hey, Scotty. I hate to add fuel to the fire, but I need to talk about the Saints-Rams no call.
Right.
Can I just ask you a question? All right. Who won the coin toss in overtime?
The Saints got the ball, and they didn't win. There's nothing else to say. Are we really, like, not? No offense to you, Brad, are you still trying to sell the Saints should be in the Super Bowl? Because tomorrow, the eve of the Super Bowl, the Saints aren't coming up to play the Patriots in Atlanta. It's not happening. It's the Rams and Pats. That's it. I don't even want to talk about it. No offense. It's gotten stale. Like, all these people that call me and still want the Saints in the Super Bowl, I mean, have a sandwich, for Christ's sakes. Go get some ice cream. Go talk to your dog or something. Go tell your wife you love her for once. Dallas and Tucson.
Hey, Pharrell, I couldn't pass this week up without getting a chance to talk to you before Super Pharrell Sunday comes, you know what I'm saying?
Dallas.
I want to say, could I please get a pour of me a tall glass of an Amarillo Slim for passing my test and also for the passing of Wade Wilson tonight?
What happened? Wade Wilson died?
Yes.
The old quarterback?
Yes.
What happened there?
No idea.
That's just not good. All right. Sorry to hear that. Anyway, so who do you think's winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm not going to go against you. I'm taking the Patriots. I'm taking my weekly winnings in Vegas. I'm taking off tomorrow. I'm flying out on Southwest. And I know you're getting a lot of tail out, or excuse me, a lot of leg, but I think Carver High needs to get a little bit more tail. So you want me to bring over some hookers while I head up there, or are the girls over there stepping their game up already?
Everything's going to be good here, Dallas. Thanks a lot for the offer. I'm going to be here for 20 more minutes. So then I got to go. It's going to be really fast like that. All right, stay on the line. I'm taking everybody's call. Toronto, Texas, Jersey, Oak City, et cetera, et cetera. One more segment from the D in Las Vegas, and then we wrap it up for the week from here in Sin City on a bench on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, I know that everyone gets sick of me saying this, but I don't care. I want to thank a bunch of people here before I get out of here tonight. First of all, Derek Stevens and the D Casino Hotel in Las Vegas for their generosity and always bringing us back and always sponsoring Pharrell on the Bench and Pharrell on the Bets. And definitely Andiamo, the great Italian steakhouse here at the D, and William Hill, the great sports book, our good friends from William Hill US and William Hill in London. God bless William Hill. I love sports betting, and everyone knows I got a serious gambling problem. That's awesome, because I'm good at it. I love people that get worked up about me betting, too. They get all worked up that I talk about sports betting and that I bet on sports and that I bet too much on sports and that I'm crazy and everything else. I love people that get worked up over my sports betting. Screw you. Anyway, here's the deal. I want to thank Entercom in Las Vegas, Sports Radio 1140, Dan Carney, Briggs & Stratton, my boy who's like a brother. He's done all of these deals through the years. He's always stood by me. He's always come through for me. He's always cared about me. He always puts the talent first. He's a great radio sales dude. I love him more than anyone I know in the business. I love you, Briggs. Tracy Teagarden, extraordinary engineer, incredible dude. He's a freak. He loves motorcycles and long summer sunsets. He's a badass, a great engineer, and a good friend. And thanks so much for always doing a killer show and a great job for us and making it sound perfect every time we're here. You're an incredible dude. I love you. Tracy Teagarden. I want to thank Carver High for doing a great week of shows.
Yeah!
In Las Vegas. A great talent.
Love it here.
I want to thank Mafia and Bocce Ball and Darwin Zook tonight for doing the show. Mafia all week, as usual, doing a great job. I want to thank Mark Chernoff and David Myernick at Entercom in New York and CBS Sports Radio. Am I forgetting anyone, Carver High?
Gambling Kenny.
Gambling Kenny is here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for Gambling Kenny that he's here every night to party with us and take us to strip clubs and debauchery and lying, stealing, and cheating and gambling and blackjack and free bet blackjack and double frappuccinos. I want to thank all the hookers that spent time with us this week and the porn stars who hung out with me. And especially the girl that grabbed my... Wait, hello. Anyway, did I cover everything?
I'm pretty sure that you got everybody that you wanted to thank.
BetOnline.net.
Sure.
I want to thank, I think that sums it up, doesn't
it? You got everybody. I think you covered it
is
all.
Is that everybody? All right. Oh, hey, thanks to the bartenders at the View Bar.
Jason, everybody.
Hey, I want to thank the bartenders. Give them a fat tip. Leave those guys a fat tip. Give them a 20. These guys bust their ass. My thanks to the guys at the View Bar. In fact, I think the guys at the View Bar can actually kick the ass of the guys at the Long Bar. I think they're kind of soft downstairs. These guys are a lot tougher. And there you go. And I also want to thank that Mexican restaurant we ate at tonight for the, what were they called, flautas?
Yeah, they were very
good. Those
are good.
Yeah. And my carne asadas and my gas.
There you go.
Did he hear me mention William Hill? I said it like 10 times.
William Hill!
Mike Grodzki, the vice president of marketing at William Hill. Thank God for Grodzki. The future and the world is yours, Grodzki. I'm looking forward to doing exciting things with you in New Jersey near the Pine Barrens. Thank you. That's where they put bodies, the mob. That's where they bury bodies. I'm not kidding. I live in hell. I just wanted to let you know. And I have... 95% chance of getting lymphoma living in New Jersey just by walking down the street. The Garden State my ass. God bless you, Atlantic City and the Ocean Resort and Tropicana's new William Hill Sportsbook. All right. And good luck to the new guy here. We're going to kick his ass, too. The guy that's taking over this one. I hope someone... I'm going to give you something to think about. I ought to... Your wife's fat and ugly. I just wanted to say that at the end of the show. I'm just kidding. I don't even know the guy, but I don't like him already. I'm entitled to be a D about that guy. Anyway, did we want to thank all the fans for coming out here and seeing the show tonight? Thank you.
Everybody has come out all week. It's been awesome having everybody here.
Great response from you guys. Thanks a lot. Like two people cheered. Thanks. It's always great to do a live show in front of people that don't care. I'm just kidding. Harry in Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm all right, brother.
I just wanted to call you and tell you how much I love you, man. You are great. I've been listening to you for I don't even know how long. I work nights.
Thanks, dude.
And every night I get off work and you just make me laugh, brother. Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. You know, we're lucky because we got the greatest fans in the world, and the show was recognized as one of the best national sports shows in America this week, and it's because of... the great fans that support it, and all over North America, we're in every city, and millions of fans love us, and we're really thrilled about it, and hopefully we'll just keep getting bigger and better. I love you, Harry. Thanks for the kind words. Dave in Texas.
What's up, Pharrell? I just got a quick question.
Hey.
Is Pop going the Rushmore of the NBA coaches, like with Red, Phil, Pat?
Well, I think he's a great coach, a legendary coach for sure. I think he's done a lot for basketball and a lot for pro basketball players. I think he's a real true blue players coach, and he means business. I think he's a D to the media. I think he's a very nasty guy when it comes to dealing with people that cover sports for a living. It's funny to me. He's so disrespectful to people that do this. Meanwhile, he's the nicest guy in the world with players and with the game and with the sport and with the fans. But he treats media people like crap. So I don't respect him. I don't respect him. That's it. If you treat people like crap because you don't like what they do for a living, mind your own Pharrell in business. Get your ass beat, you ugly old fart. I'm right about that, too, aren't I? He is kind of ugly looking.
I think you're right.
I don't like anyone that treats people bad. I like people that are nice to people. Like, be nice to people. Respect people, what they do for a living. Support others. Like, I support Gambling Kenny. Actually, I don't support him. He supports me. He buys me double fraps and gives me $100 to gamble with since I don't know what I'm doing. He says I miss winning hands in video poker. I was never quick in school. I cheated in school. But I did sleep with most of my teachers. Bobby in Jersey.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I've been listening to you since the Philly days in the early 90s. I love you guys. And
cool,
you know
man.
What? You guys feed off each other and make things even better. But the funny thing was I laughed my butt off with the one caller about wanting to piss you off about the Penguins. The only thing would have made that better if he did it in the witness protection program's voice. Hello, for real. I just want to piss you off about the Penguins. That would have made this day.
Hey, the funny thing is, last night, tell him what you said, the great line.
Well, you came out after the show, and you had like this like sweat jacket on with this chain showing around your neck.
I didn't know the chain was out.
And honestly, you look like Ray Liotta at the end of Goodfellas when they stuck him out in the middle of Kansas City and he comes out to get the paper out the front door. You look like him. That's how you looked last night.
Did you think I looked like I was in witness protection last night?
Yeah, come on, Tracy. That's exactly how I looked.
Shake it up. He said I looked like Henry Hill is in witness protection with my outfit last night.
Exactly how you looked.
In fact, Derek's wife, Nicole, said that I looked like I was wearing shower slippers, which I was. She has no idea of the foot problems I have from playing basketball for 40 years. I have broken bones in my feet, bone spurs, double plantar fascia. I broke five of my toes. I dropped a 25-pound weight on my toe and smashed my toe. I've never felt it since. My toe is completely numb. Comfortably numb. I used to do acid and listen to Pink Floyd albums and never go to school. And I smoke lots of bong rips. Wait, are we on the air?
Yes.
Check one, two. The lady looked over. She's like, did he just say he ripped bong rips? What? Richie in Oklahoma City.
Scotty, I will confirm for you. You just said bong rips.
I used to call them Jody's when I grew up in Pittsburgh. I used to say to my buddy, you want to come over and snap some Jody's, dude? You're an incredible dude, bro. We'll go downtown with Don and Scott and watch the Stellars. And then we'll go with them and then, yeah, and Jens can go with us and then we'll smoke some Jody's.
You know, like Bobby that just called, I'm a longtime listener, bro. I live in OKC now, but I used to live in SoCal, so I've been waxing up to my haggity. Since the early 90s, Extra Sports 690, bro.
That was it, right? Extra Sports 690 with my guy, Hacksaw Hamilton. I love that station. That was a great station, man. San Diego rocks. I love it. I'm on the fan now. I'm excited to be on the fan. I'm looking forward to when they call and make me a job offer and I can become a professional surfer and pot grower and live in Del Mar near the racetrack. Thank you. He wanted to talk about the Super Bowl, but his time was allotted talking about bong rips. Sam in Ohio.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I got to speed it up. I'm running out of time.
Okay, according to my research, the roots of the Steelers goes back to the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets. Now, the Yellow Jackets were NFL champions in 1926. So wouldn't the Steelers actually have seven titles instead of six?
Well, if they did win one then, God bless you, because I'll take seven. Give me that lucky seventh title. I need another Super Bowl ring for the Steelers. Nick in Massachusetts.
Hey, Scotty, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call. Take the box.
Yeah, man.
In Quincy. Hey, man.
You got
it,
bro.
I'd rather read the Bible again than listen to that guy's take. Sorry about that.
I'm with him on that.
That was great.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, Scotty, I'm going to try to do this in 1 minute, brother, all right?
All right, real quick. You got to be quick.
Yeah, I'm going to be real quick. We're on the bench, 100%, all set, guys. Guys on point all the time. All right. San Diego, pass roll, KC, close game. I called it. I'm going to make a quick call, and I want to hear a take after that. You know what? The Rams are going to roll early. Pat's going to come back in the end, and the Pat's going to win by one. Roddy, let me know what you think.
I'm cool with that, but they're going to win by one. It's not going to do it for me. I need them to win by three. Jen, and you're on the bench. I only got a couple seconds. What's up, Jen?
Hey. For real,
hey, buddy.
For life, man. Hey, I love you, buddy. I met you fucking years ago. I just had to call in before you get off the air. Hey, I love the job you're doing, man. I listened to you for years and years and years, all my life.
Thanks, brother. I love you so much. Listen, Las Vegas, thank you so much for another great Super Bowl week. I'm Pharrell. My thanks again to everybody at the D, all the fans, Carver High, Briggs & Stratton, Entercom Vegas, Entercom New York, Tracy T. Garden, William Hill, all over William Hill, U.S. and in London. I'm Pharrell for Mafia and Bocce Ball back in New York. We'll see you again from New York next week. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.